Volume 47, Number 3 of the Friend Magazine for March 2017. Contents. Stories and Features. From the First Presidency. What is the Truth? President Dieter F. Uchtdorf. The Treasure Box. Family Night Fun. Sliding from the Truth. Bright Ideas. Answers from an Apostle. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland. Friends with Heart. Painting Love. Reading for Wheelchairs. A Great Feeling. Keep Your Wings Shiny. Friend to Friend. Seeing God's Prophet. Elder Kim B. Clark. Worth the Wait. Show and Tell. Matt and Mandy. Stop and Flip. For older kids, Junior Relief Society, what are your spiritual gifts? Snacks and Crafts. I want to play the flute. My Dad, the Bishop. Music. We thank Thee, O God, for a prophet. Things to Make and Do. Fun Stuff. Conference Counting. Fun Stuff. Find It. Love Your Neighbor Adventure. Love Your Neighbor Game Cards. Church History Figures. The Church is Organized. Friend Junior. For Parents of Little Ones. Hi, Friends. It's Raining. Water Helps Us. Stories of Jesus. Jesus Was Baptized. Coloring Page. Toys in the Tub. End of Contents. Read by Dwayne Case.
Friends by Mail. How I read the friend. I like to read the friend under my trampoline with my cat and stuffed bear. Allie M., age 10, Washington, USA.
Never too old. Even though I'm 12 years old, I still enjoy reading this friend. Along with the new era, sometimes I find stories I like to share with my younger brothers. Peter S., age 12, Texas, USA.
Who Will Baptize Me? I like the story, Who Will Baptize Me? June 2016, because it reminds me of how I'm getting baptized soon. Lindley O., age 7, North Carolina, USA. Family Talent Show. Thank you for the idea of having a family talent show for Family Home Evening, May 2016. It was fun to see the many talents we have in our family. Alita and Cannon S., ages 7 and 3, Utah, USA.
Dear friends, have you ever made a bad choice that you wished you hadn't made? Well, good news. Heavenly Father knew that all of us would make wrong choices during our time on earth. He has a plan to help us when we mess up and do the wrong things. Read about it on pages 18 through 19. He loves you, and so do we, the friend. How do you like our new paper? Write and tell us. Turn to page 39 to see how. End of this month's Friends by Mail, read by Noah and Amelie Strongen.
From the First Presidency, What is the Truth? By President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Second Counselor in the First Presidency. In a poem written more than 100 years ago, six blind travelers take hold of a different part of an elephant and describe what they discover. One finds the elephant's leg and describes it as being round and rough like a tree. Another feels the tusk and describes the elephant as a spear. A third grabs the tail and insists that an elephant is like a rope. A fourth discovers the trunk and insists the elephant is like a large snake. Each one tells part of the truth about what the elephant is. Sometimes we are like these travelers. We know something, but not everything. Our world is full of confusion, but there is someone who sees all things clearly. There is a source of truth that is complete and correct. That source is our wise and all-knowing Heavenly Father. What is the truth that Heavenly Father offers us? It is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. John chapter 14, verse 6. If we will have enough courage and faith to walk in His path, it will lead us to peace of heart and mind, to happiness in this world, and to joy in the world to come. Eventually, all of our questions will be answered. Adapted from What is Truth? speeches.byu.edu. Tools for Truth. Here are some tools Heavenly Father has given us to help us find truth. Can you find them in the word search on page 3? A true-false finish. Circle the ending of the sentence that makes the sentence true. Then cross out the false ending. Make sure to show a parent what you've learned. Heavenly Father loves me only if I am perfect and don't make any mistakes. No matter what. If I have questions about the church, I can ask a parent or leader for help. I shouldn't tell anyone. Reading the scriptures is important because it's one way God talks to me. Because it makes me seem smart. I can pray only by kneeling and closing my eyes. Anytime, anywhere. Heavenly Father wants me to learn new things, using my brain and my faith in Jesus Christ. Using prayer, but nothing else. End of the section from the First Presidency. What is the Truth? By President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Second Counselor in the First Presidency. Read by Dwayne Case.
A story from Elder Holland's life. Patricia's Courage. When Elder Jeffrey R. Holland was in college, he and his wife Patricia were very busy. One day, when they were walking to class, Jeffrey felt overwhelmed, like he had too many things to do. He felt worried about the future. He stopped walking and asked Patricia, "Should we give up?" He thought maybe they should just give up on college and go home. But Patricia wasn't ready to give up. She looked at Jeffrey and said, "We are not going back. The future holds everything for us." Jeffrey and Patricia chose to keep going. They worked hard and had faith. Years later, Jeffrey became the president of Brigham Young University, the same college where he and Patricia had spent so much time and worked so hard. Sometimes he thought about the day he had wanted to give up on college. When he remembered that day, he was always grateful for Patricia's courage. He was glad that he and Patricia chose to have faith. They kept thinking about the future with faith and courage and never gave up. Adapted from Remember Lot's Wife, Faith is for the Future. speeches.byu.edu. End of the story, Patricia's Courage. Read by Levi Williams.
The Treasure Box by Patricia Warnock. Based on a true story. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Matthew chapter 6, verse 21. Tasha, Patrick, and Zach sat on the couch, staring at the big wooden box. They had found it when they were cleaning out the closet. Mom said it was Dad's special treasure box, but they weren't allowed to open it until Dad got home.
"I wonder what kind of treasures are in there,"
Patrick said.
"Maybe gold."
"Or jewels,"
said Tasha.
"Or maybe Dad will share his treasures with us."
"It's old,"
said Zach, rubbing a finger on the wood.
"It was made a long time ago."
He stared at the box and mumbled something about X-ray vision. Just then, Dad came in the door.
"My box,"
he said with a big grin. Zach jumped up.
"Can we open it now?"
he asked.
"Let's save it for family home evening. We'll have a special treasure box night."
They tried not to look at the box while they were playing, but they couldn't stop thinking about it.
Couldn't we just peek a little?
Patrick whispered after dinner was over. He slid over to the box, but jumped back when Mom and Dad came into the room. Finally, it was time. Mom said the prayer, and then Dad started family home evening.
My father made this box for me one Christmas. I started keeping all my treasures in it.
Are the treasures worth a lot?
Zach asked.
They are to me.
Let's see them,
said Tasha. Dad opened the box wide so everyone could see. The treasures weren't what they were expecting, but they still had fun exploring. Instead of pirate gold and rubies, they found old school papers, a yo-yo, a microscope, letters, certificates, and lots of photos from when Dad was a kid. His baby pictures made them laugh. As they looked through the box, Zach held up an old airplane ticket.
Why is this in your treasure box?
He asked. Dad took the ticket.
During my first year of college, my family sent me this ticket so I could fly home for Thanksgiving. I got a ride from some friends, but they couldn't take me all the way to the airport.
Where did they take you?
Zach asked.
They dropped me off at a street corner. I didn't know how to get to the airport from there. I was worried I would miss the plane.
Did you call someone on your cell phone?
Tasha asked.
Cell phones weren't invented yet,
Mom said with a laugh.
So what did you do?
Patrick asked.
I started praying. I prayed hard that Heavenly Father would help me. Then I saw a car coming. It was my old bishop. He gave me a ride to the airport. I saved the ticket and put it in my treasure box.
Now I get it. It's a treasure. Because it helps you remember that Heavenly Father heard your prayers.
Yep. It's the best kind of treasure. And I'm glad I could share it with you.
You should write that story down and keep it with the ticket,
Zach said.
It could be a treasure for our whole family.
And this could be our family treasure box,
Patrick said, pointing to the box in excitement.
And we could all put treasures like that in here.
Best idea ever,
said Dad. Tasha grinned.
I can't wait to put a treasure in the box.
The author lives in Utah, USA. Sidebar, from Elder Michael John U. Te of the 70. Let us always remember the words of the Savior. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Where Your Treasure Is, Ensign, May 2014, page 108.
End of the story, The Treasure Box. Read by Kristen Hawkins, Matthew and Taya Moore, Daniel McClellan, Scott Christopher, and Shauna Thompson.
Building a Temple. Join us each month to see how the Payson, Utah Temple was built. By Amy Jane Levitt. Brightly colored pipes carry water, gas, and electricity through the ceilings and walls of the temple. The different colors show workers what flows inside each pipe. Without all of these behind-the-scenes features, the lights in the temple wouldn't turn on, water wouldn't flow from the faucets, and air conditioning wouldn't cool the rooms. How to write to the friend. To send us a letter, drawing, poem, or paper heart, number one, fill out the form below and send it in with your story or artwork. Number two, send a school picture or other high-resolution photo. Three, we might edit your submission for length or clarity, and we can't return it to you. And number four, you must be at least 3 years old. The Last Laugh. In this month's Last Laugh, a group of children are building a massive secret spy tunnel, leading from one house to another. One girl, carrying a pile of cardboard boxes, approaches the other kids and says,
"Big news! I got some cool birthday presents, but check out the boxes they came in!"
End of the section, Building a Temple, read by Van Farnworth and Shannon Nelson. Family Night Fun. Here are some family home evening ideas from this month's magazine. What other ideas can you come up with? Better than gold. The scriptures say that the gospel is like a treasure. See Matthew 13, verses 44 through 46. The best treasures aren't jewels or gold. They are worth much more than money. They remind us that Heavenly Father loves us. Read the treasure box on page 4. Then start your own family treasure box. Step 1. Get a box and have everyone find a treasure to put in it. What the object means to you is more important than what it is. Step 2. On a piece of paper, write down why that treasure is special. Step 3. Go around the circle and have everyone read what they wrote. Step 4. Keep the treasures and papers together in the box. Add new treasures to the box whenever you want. Fruit salad fun. Sharing is the best part of having a family treasure box. Everyone has something special to add. Make a fruit salad with your family. Each person can add their favorite fruit. Chop it all up and mix it together, and you'll have a treasure of a treat. Here are some other things you can add. Fresh mint leaves, shredded coconut, marshmallows, honey, lemon juice, crumbled feta cheese, nuts or seeds, and chocolate chips. Where your heart is. Here are some fun ways to help you focus on what matters most. Remember that people are always more valuable than things. Pray to Heavenly Father so you can stay close to Him. Listen to the Holy Ghost. He can help you know what's most important. More FHE ideas. Look for these pictures in the magazine to find the stories and articles they go with. Find the page numbers below. Idea 1. Play the Love Your Neighbor adventure together. If you want, come up with more scenes to act out and talk about when you're finished. Idea 2. Read What Are Your Spiritual Gifts and Painting Love. What spiritual gifts do you think Lucy has? What about you and your family members? Help each other write lists of the spiritual gifts you have. Idea 3. Make a treat that needs to bake. While it's in the oven, read Worth the Wait. What are some things you have to wait for? Read Psalm 27, verse 14. Then eat your treat and remember that blessings are worth the wait. Bonus treat. Try this sweet spread for FHE this month. Mix cream cheese and strawberry jam. Spread on graham crackers or another favorite cracker. End of this month's Family Night Fun, read by Wes Nelson.
Sliding from the Truth, a CTR story by Sarah Cutler Chow, based on a true story. Choose the Right Way and Be Happy. Children's Songbook, page 160. Tori felt like a brilliant scientist in a laboratory. Today, her class was looking at cells with a microscope. She watched Mr. Koch place thin slices of onion onto slides. Tori really wanted to see a nucleus, the cell's control center.
Each lab group, send one person to get a slide for your microscope,
Mr. Koch said.
Please be careful. These slides are glass, so they're fragile. If you break one, you'll have to pay for it.
Tori went up to Mr. Koch's desk and picked up a thin slide in both hands. She walked back to her table, trying not to get smudges on it. In the center, she could just barely see the sliver of onion, almost as clear as the glass. Tori pushed the slide into the microscope's clips and flipped the light switch. But the microscope stayed dark.
Oops,
said her lab partner Michael.
We forgot to plug it in.
He pulled the microscope over to an outlet. But Michael bumped the slide and it slipped right out of the clips and onto the floor. Crack! The slide cracked straight down the middle. Michael grabbed the slide and set it back on the microscope like nothing had happened. He turned the light on and started adjusting the focus. Tori wasn't sure what to do, so she just sat and looked at their assignment. Her excitement about seeing a nucleus was gone. After a few minutes, Michael whispered,
Tori, Will you back me up and tell Mr. Coke our slide was cracked when we got it?
Tori felt her chest get tight. Of course she knew that was the wrong thing to do, but she didn't want Michael to get in trouble. She thought about what Jesus would do. Then she said,
I don't think we should lie about that, but I'll help you talk to Mr. Coke. It'll be okay.
Michael cleared his throat.
Okay.
He looked back at the slide.
I don't have enough money to pay for it, though, so what should I do?
Just tell the truth,
said Tori. She didn't feel nervous anymore. She knew they could do the right thing. Michael took a deep breath and raised his hand.
I need to tell you something, Mr. Coke.
Tori gave Michael an encouraging smile as their teacher walked over.
I accidentally knocked the slide onto the floor and it cracked,
Michael said.
May I see the slide?
Mr. Coke asked calmly. He looked at it closely and then said,
Michael, thank you for telling the truth. You don't need to pay for it. Just try to be more careful next time.
Oof, thanks,
said Michael. With a new slide, Tori and Michael looked at the onion cells. Tori found a perfect nucleus and drew it in her notebook. She was glad she'd made the right decision, and she'd helped Michael make a good decision too. What a relief. As they packed up their equipment, Michael said,
Thanks for helping me tell the truth.
Tori smiled.
Anytime.
The author lives in California, USA.
CTR Challenge. I will be honest with Heavenly Father, others, and myself. From my gospel standards, think about an honest choice you made. What did you learn? Read Proverbs 12:22. How does God feel when we are honest? Ask a parent how they have been blessed by being honest. I challenge myself to.
End of the article, Sliding from the Truth, read by Terrell Williams, Matthew Moore, Amelie Strongen, and Ben Cummins.
Fun stuff. Conference counting. For general conference, here's a fun way to keep track of different words you might hear. Put a penny or bean on a square each time you hear that word in a talk. Whenever you reach 5 times on a word, you could switch out the pile with a 5-cent coin or a different colored bean. Write in other words you might hear in conference. Thanks to Amy C., age 11, Nevada, USA, for sending in this idea. She counted 948 words when she did this activity during conference. End of fun stuff. Conference counting. Read by Amelie Strongen.
Answers from an Apostle. What if I feel like I don't measure up? By Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Don't give up. With the atonement of Jesus Christ, we can repent and improve. Jesus Christ blesses those who want to improve and who try to keep the commandments. We always get credit for trying. Everyone stumbles, but the Savior will help you get back up. He will help you repent, fix whatever you have to fix, and keep going. So keep loving, keep trying, keep trusting, keep believing, keep growing. Heaven is cheering you on today, tomorrow, and forever. From tomorrow, the Lord will do wonders among you. Ensign May 2016, pages 124 through 127. End of Answers from an Apostle, What If I Feel Like I Don't Measure Up? Read by Pat Murray.
Friends with Heart, Painting Love.
Hi, I'm Lucy. I like to paint and to share love with others.
Lucy was born with a syndrome that makes her muscles not work together well. It makes it hard for her to swallow and talk. Number 1, learning to paint. Lucy's mom is an artist. When Lucy was a baby, she loved to watch her mom paint. Now, her mom is teaching Lucy to paint too. Someday, she wants to share an art studio with her mom. Number 2, Lucy's heart. Lucy and her older sisters entered an art contest at their school about making the world a better place. Lucy wanted to paint a heart. She said,
The world would be a better place if we have love in our heart.
When Lucy found out that her painting won the contest, she told her sister Ruby,
"Yours is so good. I wish you would have won instead of me."
Then Lucy couldn't believe it when she found out her painting won the contest for the whole United States, too. Number 3, a special way to communicate. Lucy can't always tell others what she is feeling, but she wants people to feel loved and happy, and her paintings do that. Number 4, exercise. Lucy rides a special bike and goes on hikes with her family to get stronger. Lucy's ideas for showing love.
Have love in your heart. Love helps you feel happy. Be nice and kind to others.
Send us a heart. How do you follow Jesus by showing love? Send us a heart with your story and photo. See page 39. End of Friends with Heart, Painting Love, read by Maya Reinwand and Taya Moore.
Reading for Wheelchairs, a true story written by you. By Sam C., age 5, Texas, USA. In February, I decided to read to people in my ward and my relatives for 10 cents a minute and donate all the money for a wheelchair through the LDS Humanitarian Services. I got the idea from a story in the February 2015 Friend about Zach's lemonade stand. I wanted to combine service and my reading talent to earn enough money for a wheelchair. I have read 414 minutes and earned $208. Some people donated extra money, and some people let me read to them over video chat. Sometimes it was tiring to read for a long time, but I kept reading because I knew that is what Jesus wanted me to do. End of the story, Reading for Wheelchairs, read by Miles McClellan.
Fun stuff, find it. Books took a lot longer to make back when the Book of Mormon was first printed. For one thing, each letter of each word had to be set in place by hand. It was kind of like doing a huge jigsaw puzzle. Can you find the hidden letters of the alphabet? How many books? Here's a stack of copies like the original Book of Mormon. How many books do you think are in this stack? The first printing of the Book of Mormon was 5,000 copies. Answer on page 39. End of the section. Fun stuff. Find it. Read by Shannon Nelson.
A Great Feeling by Jane McBride, based on a true story. Paolo had messed up. What could he do? After Paolo came up out of the baptismal font, he and Dad got dressed in dry clothes. Then Dad and Grandpa and the bishop laid their hands on his head and confirmed him. Now he was a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. "I feel so great," Paolo said. He touched his heart. "In here." Mom hugged him tight. "That's because you received the gift of the Holy Ghost when you were confirmed." Paolo nodded. He didn't want to do anything to make that great feeling go away. He wanted to always follow Jesus. But the very next day, his little brother Carlo broke Paolo's toy plane. Paolo had saved up for a whole month to buy it. "Look what you did!" Paolo yelled. "Why can't you leave my stuff alone?" "I'm sorry," Carlo said. Tears rolled down his cheek. "Maybe we can fix it? It won't be the same." Carlo ran out of the room crying. Paolo sighed. He wished he hadn't gotten so mad. Hadn't he promised when he was baptized that he would always follow Jesus? He knew Jesus would have been kind. "I promised I would try to be like Jesus," he told Mom, his voice shaking, "but I've already messed up. How do I get back that good feeling from my baptism?" Mom hugged him tight. "We all mess up, but Jesus gave us a way to have the Holy Ghost with us again after we do something wrong." Paolo could have guessed what she was going to say. "You mean repentance, right? I have to ask for forgiveness?" Mom nodded. "And when you take the sacrament, you'll renew the promise you made to follow Jesus. Then you'll be just as clean as you were right after you were baptized and confirmed." Paolo went to find Carlo. "I'm sorry I yelled at you," he said. "Let's fix the plane together." Carlo smiled, and Paolo felt like he had done what Jesus would do.
When he said his prayer that night, he asked Heavenly Father to forgive him and to help him be nicer to Carlo. A warm feeling filled his heart. That Sunday at church, Paolo paid extra attention to the sacrament prayers. He listened carefully to the words and remembered how he'd repented that week. As he took the bread and water, he felt Heavenly Father's love for him, and it was such a great feeling. End of the story, A Great Feeling, by Jane McBride, read by Wes Nelson.
Keep your wings shiny. When airplanes are new, their wings are shiny and bright. Air flowing over the wings keeps the plane in the air. When ice and snow build up on the wings, air can't flow smoothly over them. Then the airplane can't fly safely. Before the airplane flies, people use big hoses to spray off the wings and make them shiny and bright again. Then the airplane can fly as well as when it was new. When we are baptized, we have no sins, and we are given the gift of the Holy Ghost to help us learn and grow. When we make wrong choices, it's harder to feel the Holy Ghost. When we repent and pray for help, Heavenly Father forgives us. Our sins are taken away. The Holy Ghost can be with us. Because of the Savior's atonement, we can repent every day. On Sunday, the sacrament helps us be clean, remember Jesus, and have a happy new start. End of the article. Keep your wings shiny. Read by Dwayne Case.
Friend of Friend, Seen God's Prophet, by Elder Kim B. Clark of the 70. When I was 11, I helped my ward build a new church building.
The members helped build them in those days, pounding nails, painting walls, and doing all sorts of things. When I heard the President David O. McKay, 1873 to 1970, would dedicate the building, I really wanted to be there. My parents said that I could go. I went early and sat on the front row. I remember seeing President McKay up close. I saw the way he stood, how he talked to people, how he treated people. He had bright blue eyes and white hair. He looked like a prophet. When I heard him speak and say the dedicatory prayer, I knew in my heart that this was God's prophet. I had a powerful spiritual impression from Heavenly Father. This is my prophet. Heavenly Father was telling me, through the Holy Ghost, that President McKay was his prophet. Once I knew that President McKay was God's prophet, I knew that the church was true and that Joseph Smith was a prophet. I knew that the Book of Mormon and the restoration of the gospel were true. I also knew that all the prophets from Joseph Smith to David O. McKay were God's prophets too.
Now every time a new prophet is called, I've had that same confirmation come from Heavenly Father. This is my prophet. It all started when I was a boy. From an interview with Breanne Richards. End of the article, Friend of Friend, Seen God's Prophet, by Elder Kim B. Clark of the 70. Read by Scott Moore and David Shaw.
Music. I Can Play It. We Thank Thee, O God, for a Prophet. Words by William Fowler. Music by Caroline Sheridan Norton.
Stay.
much happiness
know. Watch a sing-along video for this song at children.lds.org. Click on Videos.
Worth the Wait by Jessica Larson, based on a true story. Why couldn't she be baptized now? To be baptized as Jesus was is just the thing I want to do. Children's Songbook 104.
Today we are going to learn a new song,
Sister Reed announced.
It's called Baptism. Everyone close your eyes and listen to the music.
Sadie closed her eyes and relaxed in her chair. The pianist started playing a melody that sounded soft and beautiful, like flowing water. Then Sister Reed started singing.
Jesus came to John the Baptist in Judea long ago and was baptized by immersion in the river Jordan's flow.
Sadie felt a tear slide down her cheek. She tried to wipe it away before Mom could see, but it was too late. Mom was the primary president, and she always saw everything. She smiled sadly at Sadie. She knew why Sadie was crying. After church, Sadie's little sister Julie hummed the baptism song the whole ride home, but Sadie stayed quiet.
Do you want to color with me?
Julie asked when they got home. Sadie shook her head.
Maybe later. I got to do something first.
Sadie found Dad in the living room, reading a book in his favorite chair. He liked to read while Julie, Mom, and Sadie went to church. Sadie took a deep breath.
Dad, can I get baptized?
Dad closed the book and gently pulled Sadie close.
Oh, Sadie, you know we've talked about this. My answer is still no.
But I really want to. I'm already 8. And I thought about it a lot. I know the church is true. I really want to get baptized.
Dad shook his head.
I love you, and I want what's best for you.
He leaned down and kissed her forehead.
But I still think you're too young to make such a big decision.
Sadie's shoulders slumped.
Okay.
She turned and slowly walked to her room. She knelt by her bed and prayed harder than she ever had before.
Heavenly Father, I really, really want to be baptized. Please help Dad understand.
At first, nothing happened, but she stayed on her knees. The baptism song from primary ran through her mind. After a while, she didn't feel so sad. Instead, she felt peaceful inside. She started thinking about all the things she could still do, even though she couldn't be baptized yet. She could keep praying and keep going to primary. She could be a good example to Julie, and maybe she could even ask Mom to fast for her next week. The peaceful feeling stayed with her as she headed down to dinner. She didn't know when, but one day she would be baptized, and it would be worth the wait. The author lives in Texas, USA. Sidebar, if you have to wait, learn as much as you can about the gospel. Go to baptisms and look forward to when you can be baptized. Ask for priesthood blessings when you need them. Remember, Heavenly Father and Jesus love you and listen to your prayers. When were they baptized? President Russell M. Nelson, age 16. Sister Neil F. Marriott, age 22. President Howard W. Hunter, age 12.
End of the story, Worth the Wait. Read by Scott Christopher, Kristen Hawkins, Shannon Nelson, Taya Moore, and Van Farnworth.
Love Your Neighbor Adventure by Elizabeth Pinborough. Rules. Each player chooses a small object to use as a game marker. Roll a dice to move. When you land on a question mark, Choose a card from the pile. Read the question. What would you do? Then flip the card over to read what the prophet and apostles teach. With the person sitting next to you, act out what you would do or say. Then it's the next player's turn. Cut out the game cards on page 28. Fold them in half with the cards facing out and tape them closed. Place them on this area with the question marks facing up. End of the game, Love Your Neighbor Adventure. Read by Rena Nelson.
Show and tell. My mom does a lot for me, so I decided to look for ways to serve her and the rest of my family without being asked. It makes me feel good inside. Alora O., age 7, Missouri, USA.
My friend and I started playing football with some kids we just met at the park. They started saying bad words, which made us feel uncomfortable. We decided to go home and felt much better. I know if you listen to the Holy Ghost, you will be blessed. Lucas H., age 10, Arizona, USA.
Once I forgot my swimsuit for swim team. My coach found a bikini for me, but I remembered our family home evening on modesty. I kept looking and found a one-piece swimsuit. I had a great feeling because I was able to follow the prophet by staying modest. Eden W., age 9, Massachusetts, USA.
I play piano for our sacrament meetings. I was even asked to be the pianist for the primary state choir. I'm happy that I can serve. Maltine V., age 11, Pampanga, Philippines.
Once I found a $20 bill at school. Even though I would have liked to spend it, I decided that it would be best to take it to the office. No one had reported that they had lost it, but I knew that I had made the right choice. Janelle M., age 7, Illinois, USA.
My friend caught her neck in her coat zipper at school. She was crying, so I walked her to the office, where the nurse helped her unzip her coat and gave her an ice pack. I felt happy that I had helped my friend. Ethan B., age 7, Minnesota, USA.
This year, I am trying to be nice to a girl who has not been kind to me. It has made me feel like I am doing the right thing and helps me feel the Holy Ghost. Lucy P., age 8, Wisconsin, USA.
When the Grossmont Ward, Santee, California Stake, USA, had a temple activity, primary children listened to the family history stories and ate temple-shaped cookies. Then they took name cards to the youth waiting at the temple to do baptisms. Over 720 ordinances were completed. Other contributors to Show and Tell. Caitlin C., age 8, Utah, USA. Olive W., age 11, Otago, New Zealand. Jeffrey H., age 11, Wyoming, USA. Benjamin E., age 8, Quebec, Canada. Filling the world with love. This year, we're filling our map of the world with your loving hearts. Find out how to send us your heart on page 15.
End of Show and Tell, read by Maya Reinwand and Miles McClellan.
Matt and Mandy. In this month's Matt and Mandy, Matt and his friend are outside playing fetch with Matt's dog. As Matt throws the ball, his friend asks,
"How come you go to church so much? Do your parents make you?"
Matt thinks for a moment, then answers,
"Nah, they don't make me. I kind of like going to church."
"Why?"
"It just feels right to be there. I learn a lot. And primary's fun."
"You want to come with you sometime?"
End of Matt and Mandy.
For older kids, what do you call a dinosaur that knows a lot of words? Answer on page 39. Dear Journal, write about when you did something hard. How did you do it? How did you feel when you were done? Quick quiz. Who was the third Latter-day Prophet? Was it John Taylor, Joseph Smith, Lorenzo Snow, or Brigham Young? Think about it. No matter our age, we are all called to go to the rescue. Elder Mervyn B. Arnold of the 70. Family Hunt. Put some things that represent you in a time capsule to open in a few years. Go to FamilySearch.org and look through memories of your ancestors to see what they might have put in their time capsule if they had made one. This Sunday, I made pancakes. When my family came down, they said thank you. We are usually a little late for church, but we weren't because I made pancakes. That made me feel good inside. Kyler M., age 10, Zurich, Switzerland. My haiku. Joseph Smith had faith. He saw God in Jesus Christ. The truth was restored. Kinley F., age 11, Texas, USA. End of For Older Kids. Read by Ethan Nelson.
Junior Relief Society by Marissa Dennis, based on a true story. Manti, Utah, USA, 1869. Lorena Washburn watched her mother get ready for Relief Society.
Can't I come just this once?
She begged. Mother smiled.
You can come when you're grown.
I am grown. I'm 9 years old.
Mother kissed Lorena's head.
Perhaps a little more grown then.
Lorena decided to visit her friend Anna while their mothers were at Relief Society. Back in those days, Relief Society was held on a weekday. The girls played Jack Straws and talked about what it would be like when they could finally join Relief Society. Anna sighed as she flicked a piece of straw off the top of the pile.
I wish we had our own Relief Society.
Lorena paused.
Why don't we make one? Our own Relief Society? Yes!
Lorena jumped up.
We could make a Junior Relief Society.
Anna jumped to her feet, too.
We could. We should talk to the other girls to see what they think.
Lorena and Anna went around the neighborhood and invited the other girls to Lorena's house. When they had all arrived, Lorena told them about her idea. They were all so excited to have their own organization.
My mother is the Relief Society president,
Lorena said.
When she comes back, I'll ask her for permission to organize our Junior Relief Society.
When Mother came home, she was surprised to see 25 girls crowded into the parlor. Lorena stood up tall and straight.
Mother, with your permission, we want to organize our own Junior Relief Society.
Mother's eyebrows flew up. Lorena was worried that she would say no, but instead, she smiled.
I think that's a wonderful idea,
said Mother.
I'll pay Bishop Moffat a visit right now and see what he thinks.
It felt like years before Mother came back, but finally she did.
What did the bishop say, Sister Washburn?
Hannah asked eagerly. Lorena held her breath.
He gives his hearty approval,
Mother said.
Yay!
Lorena was so excited that she asked if the girls wanted to organize right then and there. They chose Lorena as president, Anna and Alice as counselors, Hannah as secretary, and Sally as treasurer.
We should invite all the other girls our age, too,
Lorena said. Alice frowned.
Even the ones we don't really like?
Yes! We wouldn't want to leave anyone out, would we?
You're right. I'm sure we could all get along,
said Alice.
We should make it a rule. No one should say an unkind word to or about anybody while we're in our meetings,
Lorena said. And with that, the Junior Relief Society had begun. They met every Saturday at 2 o'clock in the Washburns' grain house. They worked hard like they had seen their mother's work in Relief Society. They started making their very own quilt. Every week, they brought cloth and thread and even eggs to trade for calico fabric from the store. They eventually presented 2 fine hand-sewn quilt tops to the Manti Relief Society. The girls loved to sing while they sewed. Lorena and Anna wrote a special Relief Society song just for them. Hurrah, hurrah, our quilts we have begun. Hurrah, hurrah, we are having lots of fun. And while we are united, together we will come in the old board granary of Washburns. After a few years, Lorena moved away, and the Junior Relief Society came to an end. Lorena was sad to leave her friends behind, but she got to visit often, and it was always like coming home to family. Several years later, in 1878, President John Taylor approved a new organization for children called Primary. Today, you can be part of a strong group of friends at Primary and Activity Days. Together, you can learn to work hard, be kind, and follow Jesus Christ, just like Lorena and her friends did. The author lives in Texas, USA.
What are your spiritual gifts? Heavenly Father gives everyone spiritual gifts. What are some of yours? Do you know someone who's really good at showing love? or someone who has a lot of faith in Jesus Christ. These are two examples of spiritual gifts, and there are many more. In the scriptures, we learn that everyone has at least one. You might not know what your spiritual gifts are yet, but you can start looking for clues. Color in the checkbox by the gifts you think you might have. You can also talk to a parent about what gifts they notice in you. If one of your gifts isn't here, add it to the list. Having faith in Jesus Christ. Having faith to be healed. Listening to the Holy Ghost. Learning languages. Teaching the gospel. Being wise. Recognizing what is right and what is wrong. Gaining knowledge. Believing others' testimonies. Noticing if someone needs a friend. Showing love. Understanding the scriptures. Keeping a journal. Being a loyal friend. Being kind. There are many gifts, and to every person is given a gift by the Spirit of God. Doctrine Covenants 46:11. Remember that every good gift cometh of Christ. Moroni 10:18. Bonus challenge. Write about a time when you used one of your gifts to help someone. Read more about spiritual gifts and why we have them. Moroni chapter 10, verses 9 through 18. Doctrine and Covenants, section 46, verse 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 14 through 27. End of the article, What Are Your Spiritual Gifts? Read by Noah Strongin.
Snacks and crafts. Have an adult help with this craft. Potato Printing Press. The first 5,000 copies of the Book of Mormon were published 187 years ago this month. The printer at Mr. Grandin's press spelled out each word with small metal letters called type. Then he covered the type with ink to print onto sheets of paper. You can print designs on cards, t-shirts, or tennis shoes with just paint and a potato. From Golden Plates to a Priceless Book. Learn more on page 24 of last month's Friend. For a fun crossword puzzle, go to page 35 of this issue. Check your answers on page 39. End of this month's Snacks and Crafts, read by Asher Hawkins.
I Want to Play the Flute, by Linda G. Paulson, based on a true story. There are many gifts, and to every person is given a gift by the Spirit of God. Doctrine and Covenants, section 46, verse 11. Jacob grinned as Mom filled out the permission form. He could finally join the school band. So many instruments to choose from, but he knew which one he wanted to learn.
I want to play the flute,
he told Mom. Ever since third grade, Jacob had thought about what instrument to play. But now, saying the words out loud, he felt a little thrill. He had decided. A few days later, Jacob said it again, this time to the band instructor.
I want to play the flute.
But Mr. Mortensen held out a shiny saxophone instead.
This one's ready to go,
he said.
It's rent-free. You could begin right away.
Jacob shook his head.
I'd rather play the flute, please.
We already have plenty of flutes in the band. Try the saxophone. You might like it,
Mr. Mortensen said. Marcy giggled.
The flute is a girl's instrument.
But I want to play the flute.
Jacob stood up taller and glanced at Marcy. She whispered something to Haley and rolled her eyes. Haley nodded. Mr. Mortensen shrugged and put the saxophone back in its case.
Think about it.
Jacob crossed his arms. What would it be like in the flute section with Marcy and Haley there? How long before Mom and Dad could rent a flute anyway? Until then, he'd have to sit in band doing nothing. He sighed. Band was supposed to be fun. On the way home from school, Jacob told his friend Ryan how he felt. To his surprise, Ryan laughed.
Duh,
he said, and friendly punched Jacob's shoulder.
Our band is mostly girls anyway. Why bother? You could be hanging with the men.
He spun on his toes and pretended to throw a football over Jacob's head. Jacob's shoulders slumped. Even his best friend thought playing the flute was dumb. Maybe it was. When Jacob got home, Mom told him Mr. Mortensen had called.
There's a saxophone available for free, she said.
Jacob felt like everyone was ganging up on him. He nodded and went to his room without saying anything. He said a quick prayer.
Heavenly Father, please help me know what to do.
Pretty soon, Mom knocked on his open door.
What's up?
She asked.
Do just girls play the flute?
Mom seemed surprised.
No. Some of the best flute players in the world are men. Heavenly Father gives different gifts and talents to every person.
She sat on his bed beside him.
Jacob, what do you want to do?
Jacob took a deep breath.
I want to play the flute.
It felt good to say it.
Mom, I just want to play the flute. Can we afford it?
If you promise to practice, Dad and I will rent you a flute.
Mom gave him a quick hug.
It's a deal,
he said.
Thanks. Ready or not, Marcy, here I come.
Jacob thought. By December, the band was preparing for their first concert. Jacob asked Ryan if he was going to come.
I'm trying out to play a solo.
Probably.
Ryan looked sideways at Jacob.
I'm thinking of joining band next semester,
he said. Jacob gave Ryan a friendly punch on the shoulder.
Great. What would you play?
Well, Mr. Mortensen said he has a spare saxophone.
The author lives in Utah, USA. Sidebar. God knows our gifts. My challenge to you and to me is to pray to know the gifts we have been given and to know how to develop them. President Henry B. Eyring. Help them aim high. Ensign, November 2012, page 67.
My Dad the Bishop. A true story written by you. By Sirena D., age 11, North Carolina, USA. Last October, my mom told my siblings and me to listen to ward business that Sunday instead of drawing. So, when sacrament meeting started, I paid close attention to the opening prayer and the hymn. Once that was over, the person conducting the meeting asked the bishop to stand up. Then he said the bishop was being released. He asked my dad, who was first counselor at the time, to stand up. Then he announced that my dad was going to be the new bishop. I was really worried that something about my dad would change drastically. I had always thought bishops were people who were formal and serious, most unlike my dad. That they had perfectly well-behaved kids who sat quietly on the bench every week. That was not my family. But I realized that bishops aren't men with perfect families. They aren't men who are solemn and serious. They are men with the priesthood, men with strong, good testimonies. I don't know why the Lord chose my dad to be the bishop, but I know that he has his reasons. And I know that my dad did change, but not into a stiff and serious man I didn't know. I could tell his testimony grew, and so did mine. End of the story, My Dad the Bishop, a true story written by you. Read by Eden Reinwand.
For parents of little ones. Thunder, darkness, and buzzing bees. Life on Earth is still new for young children, so it's not surprising that they may be afraid of some of God's creations. Instead of forcing children to confront a fear, be an example of courage. Gently guide them away from a flowering bush covered in bees instead of running the other way. Invite them to snuggle up in a blanket and listen to the thunderstorm roll in. 4 ways to help little ones deal with fears. Number 1. Name what your child is feeling. That bee sure is making you nervous. Or, you feel uncomfortable when you can't see everything in the dark. This will help them trust you more than if you say, "Don't be silly. There's nothing to be afraid of." Number 2. Pray with your child in gratitude for Heavenly Father's creations and His protecting care. Number 3. Ask children if they're scared up to their ankles or all of the way to their ears. That will help them realize they're only nervous, not terrified. Then invite them to breathe deeply to help the fear drain back down to their toes. And number 4. Point out something positive and interesting. Did you know Heavenly Father created bees to help plants grow? Let's leave it alone to do its amazing job. Or, did you know Heavenly Father gave us the dark to help our bodies? When the sun goes down, our germ fighters and owie fixers know it's time to get to work. You can read past letters at friendfplo.lds.org. End of For Parents of Little Ones, read by Van Farnworth.
Hi, friends. Addison, age 4, Ohio, USA, said, I have a jar that I draw activities from that remind me of Jesus. It helps me keep the Sabbath day holy. Coraline and Louisa, ages 4 and 2, Indiana, USA, said, You make snack skewers that we saw in The Friend, June 2010. Thanks so much for The Friend. Henry, age 5, Louisiana, USA, said, I helped someone at school when they got hurt, even though they didn't want to be my friend. Mason, age 5, Maryland, USA, said, This is a picture I drew of me and my daddy. End of Hi, Friends, read by Gabe Strongin.
It's Raining by Jennifer Maddie. Rain pitter-pats on the ground. Birds drink and splash in a puddle. Pink worms squirm in the mud. Water washes dirt off the sidewalk. We are thankful to Heavenly Father for the earth. Rain makes the earth clean and beautiful. End of It's Raining, read by Gabriel Reinwald. Water helps us. Heavenly Father gives us water to help us in many ways. Point to the things in the picture that water helps us with. What are some other ways that water helps you? End of Water Helps Us, read by Gabriel Reinwald.
Stories of Jesus. Jesus Was Baptized by Kim Webb Reed. John the Baptist was a great prophet. He taught people to repent and baptize them. One day, John was baptizing people in the Jordan River. Jesus came and asked John to baptize him. John knew that Jesus didn't have any sins. So why did Jesus want to be baptized? Jesus said he needed to obey all of the commandments. Being baptized is a commandment. After John baptized Jesus, a dove came to show that the Holy Ghost was there. Heavenly Father's voice came from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Matthew chapter 3, verse 17. We can obey the commandments and choose to be baptized like Jesus. Then we can be confirmed and have the gift of the Holy Ghost too. End of Stories of Jesus, Jesus Was Baptized by Kim Webb Reed. Read by Kate Strongin. Toys in the Tub by Jessica Poe, based on a true story.
But Mom, please!
Mom had to understand. Putting the new toy in the bathtub was important. It was the home base. The underwater explorers needed it so they could rescue sea creatures.
The explorers have to have a home,
Eli said.
If you put it in the water, the stickers will come off,
Mom said.
That's why I already told you no.
Eli was standing at the door holding his toy. He moved toward the tub. He really wanted to put the base in the water.
Eli?
Mom said. He stopped.
Remember, choices have consequences.
Consequences?
It was a big word.
Consequences are good things or bad things that happen because of choices we make,
she explained.
So something bad will happen if I put my home base in the water?
The stickers will come off, but something good will happen if you don't. It will last longer, and you will also know that you were obedient.
Eli sighed. He thought about the home base being underwater. At first, it would be fun. Then the stickers would get soggy. But if he kept it dry, he could use it over and over, and the stickers would still be good. Eli set the base down.
I'll leave it here.
Then he headed toward the tub.
Good choice.
Eli smiled. It felt good to obey Mom. And you know what? The underwater explorers still had an exciting adventure. Eli just had to dry them off before they went to home base. The author lives in Oregon, USA. Question for you. How does choosing the right help you feel happy?
End of the story, Toys in the Tub. Read by Kate Strongen, Shauna Thompson, and Gabriel Reinwand.